Amazon censors books. I know you're shocked, but now we have proof that Amazon did the bidding of the Biden administration during the COVID-19 pandemic. This comes from Representative Jim Jordan, who released part two of the Amazon files on his X account. And it shows that the Biden administration worked or works still, I'm going to go with works still, with Amazon to remove or hide books that they don't want you to read from readers. These are internal emails that Congress received from Amazon showing that employees were working to suppress books that were specifically critical of vaccines. In fact, we have heard this from our own reporting. A few months ago, we had Regina Wattiel. She's a statistician. She wrote the book Fisman's Fraud about the hate science that the Canadian government uses to torture the unvaccinated. The first time we spoke with her, we had an extra redacted conversation. We haven't played this for you before. This is what she said to us after the segment ended about what happened when she tried to sell this book on Amazon initially.
Amazon has been playing, you know, some games, I believe. When I went the day of publication, all the links to Amazon were actually disabled. And so nobody could even buy it on Amazon for the first week. So I had to do a lot of running around. And then when they finally did put the links back on, I cannot advertise through Amazon because of the content. So I can't even put out Amazon ads.
Okay. Why would Amazon do this for a book? Why? To readers, because her book lays out all of the fake math models that the Canadian government used to torture the unvaccinated and falsely say that the unvaccinated were a threat to the vaccinated and then take away the civil liberties of the unvaccinated. Now, knowing that this happened to someone we know, I don't know her in person, but I feel like we all know her because she comes on redacted and tells her amazing story. So given that happened to someone we know, it makes sense now when we look at these internal emails. Take a look at this. This is an email that came. These are internal emails from Amazon saying, OK, here's some talking points from the briefing with the White House today, talking about asking us to remove books or search filters or somehow downrank search filters. Now, here is an email that came directly from the White House. This one is from White House senior COVID-19 advisor Andrew Slavitt. Does that name sound familiar? If you are thinking that it does, I'll remind you who that guy is. He's named in the lawsuit that's currently in front of the Supreme Court, where the states of Louisiana and Missouri sued the Biden administration and this guy also because they were censoring information online about COVID-19, not just about vaccines, but other things too. So this guy sent this email to Amazon saying that, you know, we need to talk about the high levels of propaganda and misinformation and disinformation on Amazon. So Amazon said, okay, we'll jump right to it. You say jump, we say how high. And what they did here in this email, you see what it says here, we're gonna create a DNP class for anti-vax books. What do they mean by DNP? That means do not promote. So Regina Wattiel, her book is not anti-vax. It's about math models that were used against the unvaccinated. She does not talk about the effectivity or what's in the COVID vaccine. That's not in the book. She's talking about the models about vaccination rates. And her book was censored. So clearly she was put on a do not promote list because she can't promote it and it was shadow banned. Now, you know, it's interesting that this happens. What other books is this happening to? And I've read plenty of books about vaccine science. And every time I will admit to you, I read on Kindle a lot, mostly because Kindle allows me to archive my notes and my highlights in a very easy way. But I know that Amazon is demonic, but I still use it. But anytime I go looking for a book such as Fisman's Fraud or Turtles All the Way Down, it does feel like Amazon has like the gears grind. They're like, we don't want to show you this, but you've searched it directly. So we will begrudgingly give it to you. Do you feel like that? Anybody who do you? When you search books on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, you can tell. You can tell, like, this thing should be at the very top.
Yeah.
Because I literally typed in the title of the book.
Right.
but I have to scroll all the way down to even find the book with the exact same title.
I feel like I get a Matrix blip. It's like we don't want to. Okay.
We don't want to share this with you. Yeah.
Let me know if you have that experience too, because we're all readers here. Now, even though we have proof that Amazon did this and we know that it happened to Dr. Watil, guess what? Her book still went to number one after she was on Redacted, because you guys are awesome. Your readers, you read it, you shared it, you told your politicians about it. And take a look here in Amazon Canada and in Amazon US. She went to number one in, I believe it was the science and international sections.
And it wasn't anywhere near number one. And you guys, yeah, because you bought it. And then that's what happened, because of actual organic growth. And then they couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
Sadly, she couldn't do ads. She couldn't promote it. It was suppressed.
Yeah.
And that's the power.
You did that. You, viewer.
You guys are awesome.
Because you're awesome. Okay. Because the algorithm is not your friend, but you pushed back against it. So we're high-fiving. Over that, are you high-fiving me right now?
I can also say J.J. Carroll, his great book called Invaded, The Illegal Immigration Invasion of the United States, amazing book. He was not a number one bestseller, and it was being suppressed by Amazon. You guys bought the book, and it went to number one. So I love that. Sticking it to the man.
All right. So we know that Amazon did this around vaccines and the COVID-19 pandemic. Do we think they do this for other topics too? Yes, we do. Absolutely. We have thought that for a long time, or at least I have. When Abigail Schreier released her book, Irreversible Damage, she said that Amazon absolutely was tanking her book on purpose, because her book is about how it's a gender critical book. It talks about how there is a social contagion to transgenderism for young girls specifically, and that they are getting sex changes and dangerous experimental operations without having informed consent about how untested these things are, and it's causing irreparable damage to their bodies. It's a very well-researched, easy to read. It's a great book. I do recommend it, but it's hard to find on Amazon. And here she is in an article in 2021 in the Free Press talking about it. She says this, Amazon pushes us to purchase specific books and away from others. If you're under the impression that the books Amazon recommends to you are based solely on the content neutral algorithm, I can disabuse you of that fiction right now. I once asked one of my sources at Amazon, who was concerned about the ways the search results were being manipulated, whether he'd ever seen a book deliberately boosted. Yes, he said, Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Wow.
When that book came out, he told me virtually every search you did led to the recommendation to buy the former first lady's book. Also, the opposite is true. She says there are books that are never recommended by the algorithm, irrespective of how well they've sold or how likely a shopper is to buy them, or at least there is one such book. I'll let you try and guess what it is. She thinks it was her book, Irreversible Damage, because of the subject matter that she was... Oh, did that light...
Sorry.
Just go on?
Yeah, light problem.
Okay. Sorry about that. We're still going, though. We lost a light. So anyway, this is the kind of censorship the Biden administration is currently fighting to keep doing in the Supreme Court. Shame on Amazon for complying, but that's what's happening. Now, at least we have proof. So I can imagine if you're one of these authors, this is very validating. Like, yeah, I am up against the algorithm. That's how we feel on YouTube all the time. We're up against the algorithm that makes us work harder. So let us know what you think. Read the books you want. And, you know, I always review my books. Review them. It should help, because the algorithm may be suppressing them, but at least you can sort of be pushing from below. So let us know what you think of that.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.